Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and president and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of CPA Practice Advisor, coming to you with Episode 14 of Tax Partner to Go. I have my regular co-host and friend Dave Weil with me today. Dave's the President and CEO of SurePrep. So, Dave, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Darren.
Dave, we've had almost California-like weather here in Indiana all winter, it seems like.
Really? Wow. Well, we've had California-like weather here in California.
But we do have the Super Bowl coming up, and by the time everybody listens to this, the Super Bowl will be passed. But I think it's supposed to get cold for the Super Bowl, but all the teams landed this week, so a lot of excitement around here for the Super Bowl.
I can just imagine. I don't take it that you were so lucky as to get tickets to that.
You know, I didn't bother to get tickets. With Peyton's situation, had the Colts been there, I probably really would have been excited about it. But as it is right now, I think I'm just going to watch it from the comfort of home.
That sounds pretty good. Me too.
So, Dave, today I think what we want to talk a little bit about, you and I were talking a little bit before we went live today, and it's kind of amazing to me how many firms are adopting or engaging in this scan and organize sort of strategy around their tax return process. And one of the things I would like to do is talk today around the different types of scan and organize products that are in the marketplace and how they're kind of different. And then also a little bit about what's the difference between scan, organize, and then scan, organize, and populate. And, when firms should be thinking about taking that actually to the next step. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Well, let's look at, I typically like to lay any application that we're reviewing. You know, when we do reviews for the magazine, we try to look at it and say, well, is this a pure SaaS solution? And SaaS is somewhat of a nebulous term, but is it purely in the clouds? Is it local on a server inside of an accounting firm's office, or is it sort of a hybrid, a blend of those two? So that's sort of how we typically look at things when we're doing reviews. So I think what I'd like to do today is look at the products in the space and how they sort of fit in those three. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Let's start with this pure SaaS model. Who are the players in the pure, what we call pure SaaS model?
Sure. So when we talk about pure SaaS, I mean, I think what we would really be talking about is something that is just requires a web browser and nothing installed locally. So it really is zero footprint type web-based application. And so in that space of zero footprint, fully just only browser-based, you would have the Gruntworks product, where it's just a browser and you're basically uploading and downloading files.
So Gruntworks, which has been around, maybe 5 years?
Yes, I think so, something like that.
So around 5 years, they were, this past year, acquired by Drake Software. They were a standalone entity prior to that.
Right.
And the whole premise around Gruntworks is, I guess you scan this stuff into your desktop, and then you launch a browser and you upload it, and then they organize it into somewhat of an organized PDF. Would that be right?
Right. You upload an unorganized PDF and download a partially organized PDF.
And when we say partially organized, that's probably as good as they can get in the model that they're operating in, because, when we look at documents, tax documents, we have W-2s, K-1s, 1099s, and those are pretty recognizable by some of the vendors that are out there. But, if I have a client that writes their charitable contributions on a napkin,
right, exactly.
It's pretty hard to identify that document.
That's absolutely what I mean by partially organized. We call it standard documents versus non-standard documents, standard being those W-2s and K-1s, and non-standard being those handwritten, you know, items on a napkin. So you can't really organize those non-standard documents. And so those would be typically not organized, and the standard ones would be organized.
Yeah, I think one of the goals that, as I talk to accounting firms, that every firm seems to have but struggle getting there is scanning on the front end versus on the back end after the return's done. And then I talk to a lot of firms that seem to be able to get to midpoint scanning. So they prepare from paper, and then they scan after they prepare, and then it gets reviewed sort of on screen. And so I guess if you get a partially scanned document, I guess that's where I think it would be difficult to do all your upfront scanning. Do you see where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, that's typically the problem that we hear people saying, is that they say, you know, I download this partially organized PDF, but, you know, if they want to go paperless, which means front-end paperless, they don't want to partially organize. You know, they didn't put together partially organized work papers when they had paper. They put together, you know, fully organized work papers. So they don't want a partially organized PDF. And on top of that, you know, most accountants don't get all their documents from taxpayers at one time. They get some piecemeal. So they get some now, a couple in, you know, some in 2 weeks from now when some corrected 1099s come out or some K-1s come. So then you end up compounding the problem with multiple partially organized PDFs. And you end up, you know, you might be paperless, but review time might suffer because you can't find documents. And you just end up with reduced quality, really, of your entire process. And that is a big problem we see people face when you're simply just working with PDF files that you upload and download.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's go to the other end of the spectrum, Dave, and look at a local installed product. Who do you see in that marketplace?
The main player we see in that market space is CCH with their ProSystem Scan product, and this is a full premise-based solution where, you know, you install it on your local server, and so you actually have to maintain an OCR server, so you need a machine for it, and you might need more than one machine if you have a lot of volume. And you need to run updates, of course. OCR software, like tax software, needs updates as you realize that formats of documents have changed. So there needs to be updates applied throughout the tax season so that recognition is optimal. So there's that type of, you know, maintenance and upgrading that's required when you have a local application.
You know, what I've seen with ProFX Scan is I've noticed over the last couple of years, you know, it's gotten better. They've done a decent job of making that a better product than I think it was when it originally launched. But like you say, some of the challenges are that you are maintaining a separate server, and there are a lot of updates that you have to deal with. And so that presents a set of challenges in and of itself.
Absolutely.
Now, with ProFX Scan, sometimes firms that are using ProFX Tax, I think there's a pretty nice linking from ProFX Scan into ProFX Tax. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, ProSystem Scan would link to ProSystem Tax. Interestingly enough, you know, SurePrep also has an equally direct and quick link to ProSystem. And we're really the only other ones that do, because other applications, as we understand it, that link to ProSystem go through spreadsheet imports and things like that, not a direct import into the ProSystem tax file like we do. But yeah, obviously ProSystem also works well with itself.
You know, I got to tell you that I've worked with some of the solutions, or at least I've seen them work, where you go from the data being on a document to the ideas that you want to import it into tax software, and it takes it into a series of spreadsheets, and then from there on into the tax software. You know, that feels like a workaround to me.
It does, right? It doesn't. It seems like, you know, ProSystem didn't develop it that way, their own integration. You know, it doesn't seem like that's the way that you would design an integration to go through a spreadsheet. It does seem like a intermediary step that would, you know, reduce efficiency.
I know that's kind of the direction that GruntWorks takes in either Populate, or at least that's the way it was last year. I haven't seen it this year. Have you seen anything different on that?
I haven't seen any changes this year. I'm not aware of any.
Okay. So they too, we should mention, have a Populate feature, but it pulls the data off the documents, takes it to an Excel spreadsheet or a series of spreadsheets, and then from there on into tax software.
Right.
All right, so we have this pure SaaS environment, which we talked about, GruntWorks a bit, ProFX, which is a purely local install, and then a hybrid solution. SurePrep really is more of a hybrid solution.
That's right, and you know, I think the best way, just to start off, I could explain it, is that think about, you know, on your iPhone, let's say, or probably Android. I don't have an Android, but, you know, it would probably be the same. If you use Exchange Server, you know, for Outlook, you could go onto your browser and you could actually log in to Outlook Web Access through the browser on your iPhone. And, you know, you could access email that way through a browser like that. But isn't it easier to just use the mail application that's local on that phone? And, you know, the thing is that's a local application, but the back end is still a web-based service, which is that Exchange Server. Same thing, you know, if you're on your PC, you're using Outlook connected to Exchange on the back end. You're using something installed locally, but, you know, the back end is this web-based service. And what you get when you use Outlook on your PC is really a much richer user interface than if you just use, let's say, the browser-based Outlook. And that richer user interface translates into productivity and efficiency gains.
I actually think that's a great analogy. If you do think of it, because everybody uses Outlook, it seems like, if you were to log into Outlook Web Access on your mobile device, that would be a pure SaaS-based. You know, if you just go to a browser and you log into Outlook Web Access, you're purely in a browser, but the experience is not awesome.
Exactly.
If I were just to have Outlook installed locally on my PC, then I would be maintaining all my emails and everything locally on my PC, and I'd have to update everything locally, and that would be more of a...
It would only be accessible when you're local.
On that, right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, the best... I agree. I like this analogy of Outlook because, man, I don't even realize when I'm on my mobile device, on my iPhone, and I look at my mail that's really coming from outside. It feels like a purely local install, and yet I'm not having to maintain hardly anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've taken very much the same approach. We have a back-end web service, which is our OCR server. So, you know, you don't need to have servers. You don't need to install or maintain servers or run updates. You know, all of that is managed on the back end. So the server end is completely SaaS-based, and there's no premise-based component for a firm to install. The client side that the end user interfaces with is an install that it's interesting. You install it one time, and you never need to update it because every time you launch it, it updates itself. And what you get when you're using the SurePrep 1040 scan program is this front-end system that not only allows you to upload and download files like you would with a browser-based system like GruntWorks, but it gives you all the tools you need to not only upload and download files, but to finish the return. We talked about the situation that people face when they're just uploading and downloading PDF files. They end up downloading multiple partially organized PDFs, and they don't end up with a single organized tax file. SurePrep is the only OCR vendor that provides what we call our SurePrep Binder or SP Binder software, that when the documents come down, they come down into this binder. So the binder not only has all the standard documents organized, it gives you a very easy way through drag and drop, through this rich user interface, to organize the non-standard documents. And when you have those subsequent documents, those 1099s and K-1s that come in later and so on, and you upload those to get scanned, those flow into the same binder for the same engagement. You don't end up with different files. And so by having this locally installed client of the SurePrep binder, we can provide this really rich user interface that gives you a lot of efficiency in finishing your tax files, just like you get a lot of efficiency using, you know, the Outlook client when you're working with the Exchange server. But you still have the benefit of, you know, not needing to maintain any servers or install servers or, you know, run updates or anything like that.
You know, just for some terminology's sake, we talk about this idea of scan and organize. So that'd be, you know, scanning the documents in, sending them, in this case, to SurePrep to get organized. But then there's this next step, which, Dave, you come out of the world of engagement software, so audit engagement software from your prior life.
Right.
And so you developed a product where instead of an engagement software for audits, you sort of developed an engagement software for tax returns, for 1040s, if you will.
That's right, yeah.
And so there's this step. I get my document scanned and organized, and now I really need to do an engagement with that. Whether it's, you know, storing my W-2s in a certain folder or my 1099s in a certain place, or, you know, that charitable contribution on a napkin, putting it in the itemized deduction folder. So I really get a fully organized set of work papers before I wrap up a return, and that's what you're calling SP Binder, right?
That's right. You get this fully organized electronic tax binder, and you can cross-reference that scanned napkin to a spreadsheet, you know, to an email from a client. So it really allows you to do everything on screen in this electronic tax binder that you would have been able to do on paper, but just much more efficiently. And that's what we are providing to the tax industry.
Seems like in the fall, you guys also launched. So we think about 1040s and the organizational structure around that. And the way I see SP Binder working is that the organizational structure in SP Binder follows the tax software that you're using. So if you're using UltraTax from Thompson, and the binder sort of follows that organization structure. If you're using ProFX, it follows that, or Lacerte, it follows that. Am I right on that?
That's correct.
Well, you guys took it a step further in the fall and said, well, you know, we have a lot of these business tax returns. You know, I do a lot of real estate partnerships, things like that, S-Corps, C-Corps, you know, partnerships. So you actually made SP Binder a little more customizable where I could have a template for a business type return that I applied over and over. Let's say I wanted maybe a permanent folder in there, and I wanted a income statement folder in there, whatever I wanted, right?
Yeah, you know, we found that the same problems that people were having with 1040s, which was this inability to work online and on screen in a truly efficient way and to do all the things that they used to do on paper, they were having with other engagements other than 1040s. They said we needed for our tax planning folders and our gift tax returns and our business returns and so on. And so we created a SurePrep binder version where you can create your own custom engagement types. You can call it 1120, you can call it gift tax return, you can call it tax planning. Create a standardized index, put in standardized work papers, and whenever you create the binder for that customized engagement type, it gets created with that standardized indexing structure and work papers, and then within that binder you have all the ability to cross-reference and sign off and, you know, do review notes and so on, and then you can roll forward documents from year or binders from year to year, and so on.
So all the stuff we used to do in paper, we can now do on screen.
Just more efficiently, absolutely.
You know, there's one other product that entered the market maybe 2 years ago. Thompson kind of came in with, I guess they would be considered maybe a bit of a hybrid. They entered the scan and organized marketplace with their file cabinet. So you'd scan documents into their file cabinet product, and you'd send them up to Thompson's data center to have them organized and then downloaded back into their file cabinet application. So it's pretty geared towards Thomson Reuters customers. Seen it a little bit, certainly not as much functionality as SurePrep. I would argue maybe not as much functionality as ProFX Scan. Maybe just about as much as GruntWorks. What's your take on that one so far?
You know, when you see a product like whether it's Creative Solutions, the file cabinet, or, you know, any document management system, in a way, you really have a more structured Windows Explorer where you have folders and files. And that can serve, document retention purposes and so on. But that is not, if you take a look at how you store a set of Word and Excel and PDF files in one of these systems, it doesn't resemble what one of your paper binders used to look like, where one page might have been, one sheet in an Excel file, another page a printout from a client email, So those systems might be good for document storage, but we really differentiate our binder by saying it lets you put together a file that actually looks like and is organized like you would have done in the paper days. And, for instance, if there's a 10 worksheet Excel file, in File Cabinet Solution or any DMS, it's going to show up as a single Excel file, and when you open it, there's 10 sheets.
Sure.
In our system, that Excel file shows up as 10 work papers, one for each sheet. You can put them anywhere in the binder you want, but it remains one Excel file, so all the linking between the sheets, still works. But you can organize it in a way that's literally not possible in any other system, and for which we've actually filed a patent on it because, everybody else only organizes documents at the file level. And we say we organize them at the work paper or the element level, meaning that at a more granular level than the file, in the case of Excel, each sheet becomes a different work paper that can be organized and indexed separately.
So makes perfect sense to me, Dave. So I think the step that I'm looking at in my practice this year, Dave, is I've been using Scan and Organize now for a while and love it, and I love SP Binder, as a matter of fact. But I'm really contemplating populating. I had so many firms ask me this year, Darren, you've got a good Scan and Organize product. Why are you not popping that on into the tax return? And I had really no good answer other than I just haven't yet. Any reason I shouldn't be thinking about doing that?
No, I would say that first of all, doing a Scan Organize first is definitely a good approach because it. It's taking one step at a time. It requires less change. It's easier to do, and there's a lot of benefit in that Scan and Organize step. So you do that, you're successful at that, and then you can try this next step of populate. And if you don't like it, you can always fall back to organize. And if you like it, you can stay there. So I think that type of two-step approach makes sense. And with regards to going to populate, what I typically find is that, the main difference in the process between organize and populate is that for organize, since you're not exporting data to the tax return, you're only organizing and indexing the documents or bookmarking the documents, there's no data to verify to make sure that OCR read correctly. And when you're doing populate, there is a verification step where you verify, you view the data, make sure it, was read correctly. If OCR thinks it might have read something incorrectly, it will flag it for you for your review. And, the vendors have different ways that they do this, but, I believe CCH has an application where you can do verification. We do. I believe Gruntworks, they want you to use the spreadsheets for that. But in any case, that's the main step that's different, is doing that verification. And what I would say is that, let's say you have 10 prepares, 10 tax prepares, just to use a number. It doesn't matter whether you have 5 or 20 or 50. But if you have 10 tax prepares, rather than having each professional tax preparer do the verification and then export to the tax software, what we typically see more value or more success in is when you get, let's say, one or two admin or intern people who do the verification for the 10 tax pros, tax professionals. And, it follows along the line of reasoning that, first of all, you always want to push tasks down to the lowest level. And your professional tax preparers, they don't need to really spend their time just comparing a number on a screen against an input form. So it's not a good use of their billable hours. And so if you can push that down, have one or two people that are responsible for doing all the verification, then it really doesn't change the process for your professional tax preparers at all, whether it's organized or pro, because the only difference between the two is the verification step. And if your tax professionals are not doing that that verification step, then there's no real difference to them except for the fact that they end up with a bunch of data in the tax software that they don't need to enter anymore. So that's a good model to try that approach, that product.
So the scan organize is a good first step, and then try populate a little bit, but you also have to think about, at that point, who's doing what in your firm as you make that work. Okay, that makes sense to me.
That's right, and that's why, you know, there's a little bit more of workflow consideration that you need to make there, and, you know, that's why the organize is a little easier, because it has that one fewer step of that, it doesn't have that verification. And so, you know, that's a great step, you know, starting point. And but then, I mean, I think everybody, once they're comfortable with that, should try the Populate product.
Yep. Well, Dave, great discussion today. Hope everybody has a great tax season. Sure you guys are off to a good start already.
Absolutely.
We are certainly getting off to a good start here in our firm, and I think I'm going to try some Populate this year. I'll let you know how it goes for sure.
Great. I'll look forward to talking with you about that, Darren.
All right. Talk to you soon, Dave. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
To ask questions or leave comments about our podcast, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.